What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What up? What up?
Well, it is a two for Tuesday, and that means we have Red Sox tickets to give away.
Wow.
If anybody wants them. Curtis, may I ask you a question? Good morning and hello. How was your Memorial Day weekend?
It was great. Low key.
Okay.
Frozen Pops was spectacular.
Excellent. Are the Red Sox familiar with the concept of advancing the runner? are they at all?
They're struggling with that. Are you going to love my lead?
Struggling with it.
Yeah.
How many guys did they strand on base this weekend alone?
Yeah, they left a few.
Was it a million? What's the number?
Felt like a million.
What's a fair number? 10,000?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they suck.
God, do they. I thought they were going to be so – I legit thought they had made the right moves and they were going to be so much better.
They did make the right moves.
They did?
One thing I noticed this weekend watching the games, their struggles and where their struggles are starting. And
is that your lead?
And that is my lead.
Okay, sounds like a good lead tease.
And even my son agrees with it. And he's been
– well.
It is. It was another great weekend for Curtis, though, because he's been on the fact that Trevor Story is just like a nothing burger been for us. And we were so excited about him. Like
he started off hot and then he fell off. See, like 5 for 25 or something crazy.
I think Marcelo Mayer has more hits than he does in the last 2 months. And Mayer's been here for 5 days.
He looks good, that Mayer kid. Mm-hmm. He looks good.
Yeah. I would just say this. Watching the season unravel has reinvigorated my belief in good teams and what they possess, because there isn't a winning quotient to this team. Everybody is worried about how they are being perceived, how they are going to be utilized, and there's zero forethought on how they will actually maybe take a step back for the better of the organization.
Yeah.
And it's not Devers' fault. I don't know if it's anybody's fault specifically. But what an off! I mean, John, I think Chris Sununu may have been right about Cora. I want to apologize to Mego. I went after her on the weekend show a couple weeks ago, saying that Mazzulla was not a better coach than Alex Cora. But I feel like Greg would be a better manager than Alex Cora.
I mean, you can't say nothing bad about Devers. I mean, guy's hitting the ball.
Well, I mean, he's hitting the ball. He's in that role. He's fantastic.
He's doing his job.
I just don't. You know, at some point, I guess asking him to do a little something extra effed with the chemistry or whatever it was, if there was chemistry or whatever, but it's not anywhere near what the expectation was. And I know it's a long season, but it's the end of May. We're at the end of May here.
Well, they're digging themselves a major hole because, your division stinks, but you're putting yourself so far behind the Yankees. What are they, 6 or 7.5 games back from the Yankees? So you keep digging yourself a big hole. I know you got 2 series against them in June, and maybe you can kind of catch up some distance there. But when you look at this team, I don't think you can blame front office at all. You asked Crochet looked good again yesterday afternoon out there wailing and dealing. You know, it's just your bats have been struggling.
No, if you were going Curtis is right, you may have to question Alex Cora and what he's bringing to the table. I don't think there's anybody who's blaming the front office for where they are.
I'm not saying they are, but I don't. You know how people tend to be like, oh, Breslow there, Sam Kennedy that. I think as far as the front office, they did their job. Now, I understand Bregman's, banged up a little bit, but you were able to go out there and get the pieces that you needed.
Has there been any loss this year that has elicited the response that Cora had when he missed a game because of a graduation? And to me, that just encapsulates everything. I don't want to relitigate it. All I'm saying is he was more bothered by people saying he should be at Fenway Park than he's been for any of these losses.
Yeah.
What does that tell you? I sit back and it's everybody worried about themselves, and now it's Cora versus Breslow. Believe me, Bradfo and others are getting each side. They're all trying to save their spot on the Titanic. It's such a team that is bereft of anybody you really want to support outside of the young guys. Crochet, that 85-pitch night makes even less sense in hindsight.
Mm-hmm.
the whole thing is just bizarre. It's like we're playing the long game, and now we're, you know, treading water against awful teams. They suck. That game yesterday, what's the point of making it 3-2 if you're just going to lose? Like, kick you in the nuts.
This is David in the car. Hello, David.
Good morning, everyone. As always, thank you. Great show. You know, I said it back then, and I'm going to keep on saying, signing Alex Score was a mistake. Oh, they should have moved on. It was, because what did you bring?
Literally nobody
table?
Said that,
what
David.
Did you, bring in?
You call every day. You never said that once.
I said it. I was against when they signed Alex Score back when he was debating when to sign in the middle of the season.
Yep.
I said they should move on from him. They should not have signed him. And I'm going to say it because he's not bringing nothing to the table.
In the middle of the season last year, David, they were way above what anybody predicted. In the middle of the year, they were still in the pennant race. I think they were 5-10 games over 500. But
I agree, Curtis. But what I'm trying to say is, how long has he been a manager? And every year is the same thing. It's like getting your hopes up, and then they shut you down. And you, at some point, the fans are getting upset, and they're going to be like, if this happens again this year, fans are going to be pissed. And you know it, Curtis. You know it. You're a baseball guy.
I am.
You know it.
Yeah, I would say that.
He's not just a baseball guy. He's a savant.
Well, if I remember very nice correctly. Of you, Greg. I got that instead of a pay raise. The Red Sox this year is the first year, from my point of view, that you can really attack Cora. Because before this, management in the front office and the ownership didn't support him in the ways he needed.
Well, I would say this. What other local team would the manager or head coach still be there if they had finished last place three of the last 4 years? None. And granted, it is the relationship that Cora has with Henry, and for whatever reason that is, you know, who the hell knows what pitches Cora has on Henry. But any other team locally, if the manager, and I don't care about the front office and maybe them not getting pieces, if the manager, the coach, the head coach of that team finished last place three of the past 4 years, they would not be him.
Not only that, but after two last place finishes, you get re-signed.
Right.
Like,
right.
That's the craziest thing to me, because we had a Bill Belichick two seasons,
right.
three seasons that were not good before
right.
he got the boot, but they weren't re-signing him to a long
nope.
extension before the end of
and
a season.
And people want Mazzulla gone, and he got,
right.
you, he got you a chip, and, you know, granted, you lost in the second round in the playoffs. People look at Cassidy. Montgomery. He was shipped out of there, and what was that, 2 years after setting an NHL record?
But you still have players who speak so highly of Cora. Like, during spring training
well,
this
they might
year,
like him.
But you're coming off a really, really, really bad season, and all of them can only talk about how they wanted to play for Alex Cora, how it's different here, how they've never been on a team where the manager does so much for them off the field. Like,
But they've most
well,
of
he did. He did have a lot of cookouts.
Yes.
During spring training.
Yeah. If Alex Cora was fired or not re-signed or extended last year, he would have been the highest paid manager in baseball, getting the first job he wanted to have.
Yeah.
So, I don't know about that one.
Okay, I do.
Right. Yeah. Well, a lot to get into.
Yeah.
On a two for Tuesday, back to work after the long weekend, and at least the weather is here, Curtis. Right? Unofficially, we're in summer and. Are we going to feel like 80 out there today? Is that correct?
Gorgeous, gorgeous day okay. today. Enjoy it before more unsettled weather comes later in the week.
All right. And a short week for us when it comes to being in the studio, because we are back on the road on Thursday and headed to Newport for roadshow number 3. And again, we talked a lot about it on Friday, but I have got to thank every single one of you who came out Thursday night or came out on Friday at the Lobster Trap. The turnout was unbelievable for this road show, and it is we're off to a good start here. So
yeah, that was a really good turnout.
Really good.
It was awesome. Yeah. And everybody was in a great mood Friday, starting the weekend off, and they did. Dave and his team at the Lobster Trap did a great job with everything on Friday morning, and I know I'm not supposed to say it, but it was chef's kiss. The whole thing was chef's kiss, Sean. Didn't you enjoy it?
I loved it. I was so glad to be there. Thank you for having me.
I noticed that you obtained, I don't know if this is your lead or not, but obtained some sort of long-desired Pokemon card over the weekend? Is that what I noticed?
Well, yeah, I did, actually. I obtained my felt hat Pikachu this weekend, and it was
of course.
Quite the moment.
And by the way, Greg, Ken, Captain, he's our Alex Cora. attacking Scheim Saturday morning.
Oh, what was
about
he?
Pizzagate?
Oh, really?
Saying he had a whole pizza. I had a whole pizza. We all saw it.
Yeah, my lead may involve Pizzagate.
Wow. Okay. Oh,
what?
Pizzagate is big.
What are we doing?
Right, okay.
Yeah.
I was on that for jump.
Now, okay. I embarrassed myself enough. We don't need to go fabricating stories.
I'm not fabricating anything. I saw you eat four slices total.
Thank you.
But you are a fraud.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Just like last time when Courtney,
I'm
going to go on Courtney's side, because remember Scheim was like, oh, I only ate, you know, sushi, but he was at there was pictures of him, or at least somebody Courtney knew
Of
him woofing down boneless spare ribs like they were going out of style.
I don't remember.
I haven't had boneless spare ribs in quite some time.
They were at some type of sushi
in Lowell.
Scheim was like, yeah, I only had a little bit of sushi. And Courtney was like, well, I had some people.
My cousin was there.
Yeah. Said you were throwing back egg rolls. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, I don't remember.
Like they
that.
Were Skittles.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about, was Crab Rangoon involved?
I believe it was.
Chinese! Chinese, kid.
How was that Tuckett, Greg? Was it Gorgina?
It was Gorgina over there, and it was my daughter's. It is today officially. My daughter's 28th birthday. I think I'm getting the days right.
Yes, I think today is the correct day. Happy birthday, Julia. But it was nice how you kind of just spin zoned that. Like now it's officially the day.
Oh, I put up a picture on my Instagram to say happy birthday to Julia. I meant happy birthday weekend to Julia. But apparently everybody, as soon as I posted, everybody started reaching out and saying happy birthday. And then she had to respond to everybody and say thank you. But Tuesday is the day, but I saw our guy Peyton Pritchard over there.
All right.
Pritch.
He and his very famous influencer wife, Emma.
Yep.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Excellent crew that they had over there.
All right.
And very friendly fellow, Pete Pritch. Uh-huh. Seemed to be enjoying himself.
Yeah, he seems like a nice dude. I never met him.
So. Was that on purpose? Crew?
I had a good crew at crew.
All right.
And so...
What'd you say? What was like your opening line to him when you walked up?
I think I probably said you are a 3-pointer, a 3-point machine, like myself in high school. I think was what I said.
Or did you say to him, "Hey, you remember when I was kind of showing you how to get that elbow up when we used to live together?"
Did you say, "Hey, P. Pritch, what do you think about the new Window World feature?"
Pritch, please.
There was an unfortunate incident because I happen to be seated at the bar. Curtis, I know that will surprise you.
Shocking.
At the back bar at Crew, and he wanted a beverage.
All right.
And so I thought I heard him say he would like a Don Julio.
Mm-hmm.
But so I ordered him a tequila, and they brought, like, what's the other Julio? Is there some other, like, low-end?
Like Jose Cuervo?
Maybe like Jose Cuervo or something. Right. What he actually wanted was a small bottle of the 1942 Don Julio or whatever.
Right. Little brown bottle. Yeah.
Which he's a great guy, and he plays for our beloved Celtics, but I was not coughing up for the bottle of 1942. Oh.
That's the go-to drink now.
Oh,
I mean,
the man makes
enough.
Yeah. We want him on the show. We want him to like us.
He can cover that himself. That's not on me.
Ken would have let you expense that.
No, there's no expensing anything around here.
Yeah, that's the in thing right now, Don Julio.
Yeah.
Yes. If you expense something, it's just a middle finger that's sent right back.
It used to be Casa Azul, but now it's Don Julio.
All right. Well, we got a lot to get to today, including our leads coming up in about 10 minutes. And then they set it at 7:20. And that is a quick back and forth on everything that they said over the weekend, the long weekend in sports, including what Rob Ref Snyder said about the current state of the Boston Red Sox, which is they stank. So we'll get to that. And they said it coming up at 7:20. News with Courtney at 7:45. And as always, leave a voice note on any topic. Obviously, the Boston Red Sox out there, and it would make a great topic for Hill Notes, but we will play your best Hill Notes back at 9:20, and you can leave them on the Odyssey app, and that's also where you can listen to us at any time, any place, if you cannot listen on the radio. And to get us started, here is Courtney with what is trending first thing this morning.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Mario's Roofing. The Red Sox fell to the Brewers in Milwaukee. 3-2 was the final. Garrett Crochet went 6 2/3, giving up 2 runs on 5 hits while striking out 11. They've got another one with the Brewers tonight. First pitch at 7:40. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming right here on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. The Thunder go up 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals with the Timberwolves. They take Game 4 128-126. Game 4 in the East is tonight in Indiana. The Pacers lead the Knicks 2-1. In the WNBA, Caitlin Clark is out for at least 2 weeks for the fever after suffering from a left quad strain. The team made the announcement but did not indicate when she suffered that quad strain. And in the NHL, the Hurricanes get a win, shutting out the Panthers 3-0 in Florida. Florida leads the Eastern Conference Finals 3-1. The West has Game 4 tonight. Edmonton leads Dallas 2-1. In Mario's Roofing, we won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. That's what's trending.